lot of different ways this year. I mean, do you see that as you guys being more versatile in what you can show in offense this year?
We are more versatile on defense. With the addition of Malcolm and Nolan, we are more versatile on defense.
What does that enable? What the hell is that?
We'll see. Whatever, you know, each week calls for different game plans. So, you know, according to who we're playing and what type of problems they present for us, we'll see how our game plan goes throughout the week.
That also could help keep guys fresh, throwing different looks out there. And
whatever the team, opposing team presents to us, whatever it calls for us to do defensively, I'm pretty sure Coach Davis will do that, and whatever schemes he has in mind, you know, he'll present them and we'll run them in the games.
As far as keeping guys fresh, what do you see out of Najee Good out in practice? Because he seems to be someone the coaching staff seems to like.
And Najee's done a really good job. Again, Najee stepped in last year, and he did a really good job against Green Bay and also against Washington when Michael went down. So, like, Najee is a guy who knows what to do. There isn't a drop-off when Najee comes out on the field. You know, he's a good player, and he'll grow to be a great player in this league as he continues to progress.
Bill was saying how even in camp, even when the pads come out, it's tough sometimes to really evaluate guys, especially on the line, until the games. So when you're out there and you're practicing with teammates and you notice who's playing well, and I mean, do you not really put much stock until a game is played? Or
You see some guys show up. Some guys just have it, man, and you can see that in practice. Some guys just naturally are gifted, talented athletes, and they have it. And you can see that initially when you step out here in practice. And then you have guys who, when the lights are on, guys show up on game day, you're like, wow. And, you know, some guys just shock you on game day because, you know, you can't see everything out here on practice. We can't go all out and just, you know, just kill our own teammates. So it's some guys will show up on practice, I mean, show up on during the game and surprise a lot of people.
And then likewise, there are some guys who practice really well, but then when the game comes on,
it goes both ways.
Last night during the Giants game, Chris Collinsworth, they were talking about Super Bowl contenders, teams that can win the Super Bowl. He pretty much immediately brought up the Eagles. What's your reaction to that and knowing that kind of Super Bowl talk expectations are out there?
Too far away right now. We have a lot of small things to take care of before we're even able to contend for that. So I feel like if we just continue to focus on the smaller things here in training camp, the small things we talk about getting better every day, I feel like we look up and we have the opportunity to do that. Of course, that's the goal every year. It's good to be Minton as a contender. It doesn't mean much at this point right now in the season.
D'Amico, there's been a lot of attention on Najee right now, and he's, you know, getting his first two reps and stuff, but what have you seen from the rest of the depth at the interior position?
I think all our guys are doing really well. Casey is having a good camp. Casey is playing really well. Acho is coming along. He's playing well also. So we have you know, a lot of competition in our room. A lot of, you know, guys who've been here and done it. You know, we don't have any rookies in our room. So guys are veteran guys, know how to carry themselves, and they know that it's full-out competition when we're out here on the field, and guys are really showing up and playing well. All the guys are really playing well. All right. Thank you, guys.